this week on Video Death Loop. Plus, don't ruin that fresco. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Video Death Loop, the podcast where we watch a short video clip on loop until we just can't take it anymore. We're back. We're back again. I'm your host, Aaron Littleton. With me is your co-host, Mr. John Hurst. Hello, John.
Hello, Aaron. I have, I was thinking long and hard to thinking about an actual problem that I could bring to you as part of a podcast topic to start things off. I stumbled upon it. I don't think it's the biggest problem in the world. It's the biggest problem for me right now.
What podcasts are for.
Yeah.
Listen, we have some amount of time that we have to help these people fill every week. No topic, no personal failing, no issue is too small to dedicate far more conversation than would ever normally be necessary.
Yeah.
On a podcast. No,
I love the podcast therapy session is what I'm trying to say. It's like that is the main way that we get things going on there. But
have these people figured it out yet that they're just saving us a bundle in therapy costs right now?
It's every podcast, man. That is the podcast level, like level one is just like your standard, people talking on a podcast, talking like through that. Level two is like, we have that same, like we're working on the Patreon healthcare system plan is what we're trying to do right now. Trying to get that, that level two, please help me find a doctor.
It's a tier three and we'll go into traumatic childhood experiences.
Everyone loves a good focus on traumatic childhood experience episode.
I sure do.
You know, especially when they don't have it's commercial free, ad free for their listening pleasure.
Well, John, please tell me of your deeply concerning issue.
The issue I have is I realized this week I wanted some soup. It's a good start on that.
Okay. So, yeah. Soup.
I realized that all the spoons that I've collected over the years in my silverware, none of them are good. They're not good soup spoons. Like they do not give me the maximum amount of soup, Aaron.
What? Okay. What in your mind, sort of defines a good soup spoon? If you could sort of make the platonic ideal of a soup spoon.
Okay.
What would it sort of look like? What would its function be?
I don't know. Got a little arc down there, like, you know, kind of a little
an
little
arc. Down there. That tells me nothing. I'm sorry. Please.
Yeah.
Where is this arc?
On the spoon end. On the end you put in your mouth.
It's all the spoon. It's all the spoon.
Yeah,
from the top to the bottom, it's all the spoon. Yeah, so the entire spoon has the same mark.
The head of the spoon, where you would actually dip your liquid down there. You'd go ahead and put it in your mouth. That part there,
like the bowl of the spoon.
Yes, the bowl. Yes, a half pipe.
The half pipe of the spoon. Yes.
Yeah, like where you can shred, like where your soup can shred.
I don't know what that's called, and I'm not going to look it up. But I think the half pipe of the spoon is an incredibly strong idea.
Yeah, but it's not deep. None of my spoons are not deep enough, and it's like I'm not getting enough. I need more liquid to mouth content on that soup, and it's just like it feels like I'm like if especially you've got like one of those big chunky soups where you have like a bunch of things in there. Yeah, like it doesn't really hold. Like it doesn't like it's not a good holding spoon, and I feel like, I haven't looked into it. I've never thought about spoons like this, but I'm getting to the age where I'm like, maybe I should think about other spoons.
You're breaking up with your spoons? I think we should see other spoons. I don't think I've ever spent that amount of time thinking about spoons, but I know the immense slightly unimportant things I have spent far too much of my life thinking and worrying about. And I cannot have any kind of negative reaction to a person wanting a more efficient spoon.
I'm just trying to get the maximum amount of liquid and or broth and or meat content into my mouth at a short amount of time. I think that's very important for my nutritional health. Aaron, are you happy with the spoons that you have in your household right now?
Be honest with me. I think there could be maybe more of them.
Okay.
But other than that, I don't know. I don't know. Like I said, I've not thought about this. This is not ending with me like going to some subreddit that no sane person would ever go to.
And I almost got there.
Getting deep into spoon tech and lore and finding out like what the best spoon for each kind of, I don't know, spoon food is.
Get that good spoon feel.
I have big spoons.
Yeah.
And I have regular spoons.
Yeah.
And the big spoons are too big to eat out of, so they must be for cooking.
Yeah.
And the little spoons are all kind of the same, and they are, none of them match. I don't know where, honestly, any of them came from. They've just been sort of it's a very eclectic collection that has grown over my years of people being like, here's some old silverware I don't want anymore.
Yeah.
And then getting married, and then your wife brings all the old silverware that one of her relatives didn't want anymore. And then
more spoons.
Yeah, it's more spoons, more forks. And they just, the one thing I am pretty solid on about silverware is I just want them to be one piece of metal. I don't want like a plastic handle or a wooden handle, any kind of handle on them. Because I definitely have some where someone's like, here's some old silverware I don't want. Well, yeah, fucking I don't want it either because it's like it's got these weird plastic ends on it.
Yeah, I got a knife like that where the plastic part of the handle is kind of gotten loose, and it's like plain, like when you're cutting a steak with it, it just like it's kind of like a danger knife at that point. It's like you don't know if it's going to fall apart in your hands, but I still keep using it because I don't throw away things, Aaron.
Yeah, and you don't, and who's going to go before this conversation, which of us is going to go buy silverware just to have like different silverware? We're just not. That's just not who we are as people. Mm-hmm. That's like I would say almost like our friendship is based on the fact in some very oblique way that neither of us are people that are going to go buy silverware.
And this is why I bring this to you, because like you brought it up earlier too, like the two options for me in front of when I'm thinking about this is, one, the thought is there, I like the initial reaction is I should just ignore it and go on with my life, and that would be the correct option. The other thing is like the problem is I thought about it a little bit too long. It is just it is like it's been more than 5 seconds. It's stuck in my head for more than a day at this point. But now, like the two options I have is to speak about it on a podcast with my dear friend,
right,
and try to talk it through like an insane person, or go on a subreddit about spoons, and I found find out about like silverware, like alloy compositions and spoon feel and all that, and I become a crazy person.
Yes.
I become a crazy person, Aaron. I don't want. I'm trying to talk this out, so maybe I get back to either being happy with the spoons I have, or maybe I just go. Maybe I should just peruse other spoons. I don't know.
I think here's where I've sort of landed in life. Is it's like. How to say it? It's the target plateau. Okay. What I will do is if there's something that is that like I end up, I could see myself caring a lot about this, and like I cannot shake it. Like I've lived with like the feeling of I need to improve the quality of X or Y or Z in my life. And I do the whole, I'm reading about this, I'm trying to make conversations about this with people who have no interest in it and making them try to see what I find interesting about it. Yeah. I just need to go all in and just end it like quickly, like just get the thing that I feel is like the cool, awesome. It's like this fucking chair that I have, which I love, like my office chair. Like I started reading about office chairs, and of course I had to buy the Herman Miller. I did. I bought it.
I was
and
there.
It's a great chair. I'll probably sit in this chair for the rest of my life, and it's great. But then there are some things that I could spend that much time on. But honestly, what if I just went and bought whatever they had at Target? Right?
Fair.
Because like Target is, Target will generally have a version of it that's like good enough. Like it's better than Walmart, right? Like it's better than like the whatever you have in your house already that you got at a yard sale or that someone gave you or whatever it is. Just go get whatever they have at Target. And like try not to be an insane person. Like I did that with towels, right? Like I was on the edge just very recently. I have literally been using the same set of towels for like 20 years. Like they were like vile. They were terrible. I mean, they were clean, but they were like little more than the suggestion of a towel. And I finally was like, I just need to buy some towels. And I knew, like, I remember hearing someone talking about, like, there's some kind of special, like, Turkish waffle towels or something that just will absorb water off your body, and they're amazing. And I fucking knew if I spent any time at all thinking about it, I was going to go down some insane rabbit hole where I would be, like, flying to Northern Africa for towels. Mm-hmm. And so I just went to Target and bought some nice ones. And
are they good?
Yeah, they're great. That's the thing. They're so much better than the old shitty towels that I've been using for two fucking decades that, like, I couldn't imagine a better towel. They're great towels. They're great towels. And you just go to Target and you guys bought some towels and you could stop worrying about it. And I feel like spoons are in that same category.
You're not wrong. And I see this is why I come to you for this advice, especially in podcast recorded form, because I know like this is the wise content that I will get from you on this. But I feel like knowing me, I'm going to go to Target and I'm going to go. I'll have all the normal ass spoons in my hand, the ones I'll be happy with. Mm-hmm. But for all I know, Target, like, you know, they have that one fucking aisle in the Target where they're just like the designer spoons, where they have all the designer things, and like this they're gonna have like a tech spoon that has like a DRM subscription model, but it does way better. Like you have to like load it with like nitrous or something, I don't know.
Target has two different like home brands, and one of them I think is called Threshold, and that's the good one.
Yeah.
And then one of them is it called
Home Essentials?
Yes, there's Home Essentials and Threshold. Just go buy the Threshold spoons.
Yeah,
just
Home Essentials is spoons. If you're in college,
you buy Home Essential. Ignore all this advice and go buy the Home Essential stuff.
Yeah. If you have graduated college, you're in Threshold territory.
You have to buy Threshold, or what are you doing?
Yeah. If you can't, people will know. People have come over, and I have the Home Essential bookcases. Like, oh, you got those bookcases.
Yeah, it's like I could smell the brand. Okay, yeah, now that we've completely given ourselves away as bougie Threshold people, we should probably watch this video, John. I suppose so. As the host, I have the deep honor of being able to select the video and not tell John what it is, and John as the co-host gets the cushy job of sitting back and watching a video. As is our want, we will watch this video on loop until one or both of us just can't take it anymore. And we are going to start this thing in 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh,
are we zooming in on a fancy window?
Oh, well, are we turning around?
We're turning around. Yes, we are watching the music video for Bonnie Taylor's Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh,
an insane collection of things that have nothing to do with one another.
Oh, yeah. Like, this is, yeah, anytime there's music composed by Jim Steinman, of course it's going to be insane at the end. We got to have, like, a weird music video with the character looking out wistfully at a window, which happens more often than not in these, actually.
So, there's, like... This is a
whoa
video that might be about vampires. I'm not sure. Like, I don't think it's very clear whether it is about vampires or not. But Bonnie Taylor is at a fancy, like, boarding school or something. And she sees all of these, like, boys in the boarding school. And some of them are like sexy boys, and some of them are like boys that throw,
some of them are ninjas?
Yeah, some of them are ninjas or something.
Just like,
and some of them are having like a fancy dinner with wine.
Or actually, that looks like just like straight up.
Maybe
like
it's just water.
They just have like water and like a steel. Like, you know, they didn't go to threshold.
They got the threshold steel goblets. Yes. In this fancy boarding school, you get threshold before you graduate.
Oh man, that must really increase the tuition. I'm not gonna lie. It's like just going through dancing. They have the backup dancers, which are not the schoolboys, but motorcycle, like, Rob Halford's, I guess, of Judas Priest.
Yeah, I mean, don't you see the dichotomy between fancy schoolboys and boys that wear leather jackets? They're totally different.
Yep. The occasional football. This is a weird. Does Bonnie Tyler run this boarding school? What's happening here? Is it a boarding school?
I would like to know by the time this episode is over. I would like to have some level of a working hypothesis what any of this means or represents. Because, like I said, I will say before we get more into this, my understanding is there was an Italian opera that featured this song, and it is about vampires. But I don't think there's any overt vampirism in this, apart from the, I don't know, stately hallways with fluted columns and like dudes doing old-timey athletic things and sweating shirtless.
Yeah, this is a weird, like, Jim's the person who wrote this song is Jim Steinman, and he definitely has an Italian opera about vampires. It has most of his songs just sung in Italian, but also about vampires for some reason.
Right. Okay, so there's more than this. You know about the Italian opera?
Yeah, the only thing
song in it.
Yeah, the only thing I know about it is there's a couple songs that I like, and there's a just Italian version of that song.
Is it
Italian or German?
Great.
Yeah,
I think it's Italian, but I may be wrong.
No, here's the thing. I'm not sure. There might be an Italian version like of this of like from someone else, and there might be a German version. I do not remember on that part. I just remember like, oh, Meatloaf sang that song, but now it's about vampires, and I'm into that.
See, this song I think you could say is very possibly already about vampires. I mean, they have glowy, bright eyes. Like, they take the lyrics, like, incredibly literally and make all these, like, sexy schoolboys have bright eyes.
There's a part right now where they're, like, they're all dancing around Bonnie, but they're not in sync. They just kind of, like, it's like, yeah, just do something. Just go with it. Go with the flow.
Is this about her, like, remembering her first love, possibly? Wait, no, at the end, she's, like, meeting all these guys as, like, a, I don't know, teacher or something?
Maybe it's, like, you know, like, like, the handshake on there, it's, like, maybe, like, the handshake's, like, I understand. Like, that's a vampire handshake you gave. The eyes are bright.
There's one guy that still has his glowy eyes.
Wait, can you have your glowy eyes after night if you're a vampire? Can it be in the daytime too? Or
Apparently it can. Apparently it can. In total eclipse of the heart, you can have glowy eyes any time of day. It's almost like bagel bites, right? Okay. Like you could have pizza on a bagel, you have pizza anytime. With Bonnie Tyler, you can have glowy eyes anytime.
Okay, so the vampire opera. Oh, I was are you looking this up? I did look it up because this one was a German one that I was thinking about. There could be vampires are global, so you know Italian. Sure. There's got to be like every if your language does not have a vampire themed opera for it, what are you even doing as a culture? Doing? Yeah, get to work on that. Like, look out wistfully at boarding school windows at the moon and wander through your hallways with your school with apparently like 15 kids most at it.
Yeah, it's very small school. Do you think you would have enjoyed the boarding school life, John?
I don't think so, because it feels like you couldn't have Super Nintendo at boarding school, so I'm pretty sure it'd be no.
Could you not? Could you not have Super? Is there a Super Nintendo boarding school rule?
No, but I not to my knowledge. But I feel like they would always be stricter on that. You'd have your, like the you'd have Bonnie Tyler just walking down your hallways, looking in every door, making sure that you're just like, oh, are you playing Super Nintendo? Are you not trying to be a sexy speedo swimmer in this hall and like with this water splashing? Why are you playing Chrono Trigger on the SNES?
I feel like Bonnie Tyler has the exact same questions I would have had for myself, like as an adult. Be like, what the fuck? Why are you not going outside more, kiddo? Like, oh, you're playing Chrono Trigger? Never mind. I get it. That's a great fucking game.
Yeah.
Like, the leather dudes, they don't come back after this one scene. I guess she expels them to the outer darkness.
They're bad boys. You can't have them there. But nope. Like, just like, no. No, they try to enter. And they're actually, you see, like, there's a bright light from the outside in there. They're coming in. It's like, we are invading your school. We want to be a bad influence. Like, no, I'm Bonnie Tyler. And these are my children here. They're my vampire children. I don't want you here. They got a football game they're practicing for because that part's very weird with, like, the random football gear all of a sudden. But
it's like they had some ideas and they didn't quite follow through with any of them, right? Like, there's just the football guys are in there once. There's never a return to the football guys, and they're also not like wearing full football gear. They are like sort of naked football dude. There's just football guys wearing the protective gear but no clothes.
Yeah, it's just like they had the part or the football gear. It's like, let's give it a shot for a scene. It's like, you know what? That doesn't work. God, we're going back to more speedos.
Yeah, that doesn't work. But this is in the days before digital. So it cost us money to film that. So we're using it.
Someone had to lug all that equipment to the boarding school to this music video shoot. Got it.
Do you think this is a boarding school or what is playing the part of the boarding school in this? If you had to guess at like what this building actually is.
I think it like are you talking about like what is like in part of the music?
Yeah, Bonnie Tyler leaves. She's like, I don't know why we have all of these like naked boys around. I don't want to be around them. It's awkward because I'm an adult woman.
Little weird.
And then they get the boys some robes. And then now we can go back into this like building. Like, is it a church? Is it like a mansion? What is this? I mean, is it a boarding school? I mean, I don't see anything that looks classroomy. The only reason I'm reading it as a boarding school is because we've got like choirs and like dudes wearing, you know, parts of like school outfits.
It's like maybe like a really old Bible college or something.
Yes, like an old Bible college.
Like old for America Bible college in this. Because like they definitely show up.
1964.
Yeah, wow. Like ancient.
Yeah. I was about to say 50 years ago, but it's a lot more than 50 years ago at this point.
Yeah, part of me, I almost would wish it was more like it was. I think it is like some sort of school environment, university of sorts on here. I want the same music video, though, where like they're doing everything like it is. They're treating it like a boarding school. They're treating through everything. But it's just like an office building in San Bernardino County or something.
Quick, just kids look. Have boarding school kids have classes in cubicles, right?
Yeah.
Next just to like the Xerox.
Yeah, like there's coffee, like so, like the coffee timer goes off mid video because they gotta get ready. It's like a late night shoot. Someone's got to figure out how to turn it off. No one's dealt with the coffee maker because they're all kids. Except Bonnie Tyler, who's not to be found around that time. She's just like she's out for a smoke.
Yeah, like, ugh. These kids that don't even drink coffee—they're really getting to me.
Mm.
Why am I making Bonnie Tyler sound like a... She's like 2 weeks away from having lung cancer. We can hear her voice. It doesn't sound like that at all.
No, yeah, no. It's an angelic vocals on there. But, you know, that doesn't mean she can't enjoy a cigarette or two.
Yeah, that's fine. It's,
you know, like...
One or two cigarettes does not give you smoker's voice, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the very first kid that comes in. Like, there's like one. It starts with the one with like the glowy eyes, and then she looks around, and there's like a bunch more in there. But it's that first one. It just shows up with the glowy eyes and be like, wait. It's like I have a hall pass kind of thing going on.
I'm allowed to be here.
And like, yeah, Bonnie's just not impressed. Like, not she's looking at it with just idle thoughts. She's just not interested in whatever. It's like, oh, okay, they're doing choir, or they're getting splashed on by water that should not be in the room for whatever reason.
Not from the looks of that room, no. It looks like there's paintings on the wall. Some frescoes might have been ruined in the filming of the scene where they threw water on these guys. I don't know. You can't ruin a fresco.
Yeah, but that can like can you like?
I mean, you could absolutely ruin a fresco. fresco's easiest thing in the fucking world. To ruin.
Yeah, it's like bright lights, like bright flashing lights should do a good job on that, right?
Yes, ask Da Vinci's Last Supper if you could ruin a fresco. You sure as shit can.
Ah, just
everything. If you've ever read like. The preservation status of The Last Supper, which is a painting I'm confident everyone listening to this podcast has seen. Mm-hmm. It is a fresco. It's painted on the wall at this monastery. And it is like one of those the great works of humankind. And it's also incredibly fucked from like a preservation status. Because so many good-natured people thought they would, like, try and save it. Like, through, like, whatever, 400, 500 years, probably 500 years since it's been painted. It's, like, so many people are like, this is great. We really need to make sure this thing sticks around. And everything they've done has just degraded it. Like, at one point, they tried to, what if we hung, like, the most benign thing you could imagine, like, we'll hang a curtain in front of it, and then that way light and I don't know, like nothing will hit it or whatever. Well, they hung this curtain in front of it, and it caused all this moisture buildup behind the curtain, and ruined the painting further. That was, you know, in the 1700s or 1800s or something. And so it's just barely there. It's kind of last chance to see on that thing. They tried painting, like, oh, we should, like, touch it up at some point. And they got somebody to touch it up, and they fucked it up. And it's just endless comedy of errors.
It's like, it's at the point where they should have, like, a wall. Like, these are the people that tried to fuck this up.
Yeah,
like,
the on wall, the side. The wall of art preservation shame.
Yeah. like Jessica decided to like paint on it with crayons. Good job, Jessica.
Way to go, Jessica. If Leonardo was still alive, he would be smacking you in the face. Steve the monk who hung up this curtain in front of it.
Do you think Principal Bonnie Tyler, who I'm assuming is a principal or like some sort of teacher of some sort in this, do you think she's a strong principal? Do you think she's hard on the students, or it doesn't seem like it here, but I don't know.
I think she needs to be arrested. That's probably what I think.
Yeah, fair.
I don't think this woman needs to be around these boys.
This is definitely a tabloid worthy scenario that we're seeing here from Bonnie Tyler.
Yeah, whatever is happening in this is entirely inexplicable, but at the same time it is just explicable enough for me to know that something is not right here.
Yeah, you'd read about it afterwards, or like where the main character that Bonnie is playing got arrested, and you'd read about it. It's like, yeah, that all makes sense. That seems like that's an article. You've read all of it before.
There were some signs. Signs the way she was like always peeking in on the water polo team while they were playing. Yeah, we should have figured that out. Yeah.
When my kid came home with glowy eyes, that was a weird.
Yeah. John, I'm turning around. I'm turning around. I'm tapping.
Okay. All right. That's a long song. I forgot how long that was.
Yeah, like, there's a lot to that song. Absolutely none of it explicable.
No. That's the way like a lot of again with the like songs that Jim Steinman has wrote, they all have the same sort of music video. Like there are a bunch of Meatloaf videos are like Meatloaf looking out a window wistfully and usually dark, and there's like a moon out and like maybe some dancing and some weird things happening. It's just like a weird ethereal moment going on. And it's like it seems there's a pattern here is what I'm trying to say.
I have a hard time like sort of putting myself in the mind of sad Meatloaf. Like I can buy it, but also I'm like, I get Bonnie Tyler being sad and emotional, but Meatloaf? I mean, look at the dude's name. I'm sorry, Meatloaf. You don't get to be sad. Your name is Meatloaf.
because your name Meatloaf, you don't get to be sad. Is that like that the fate?
You don't get to be sad. It's exactly right. If you feel sad, get a podcast and talk, okay? You don't get therapy. You don't get sympathy. Your name is fucking Meatloaf, dude. Rename yourself. If you're going to be sad, rename yourself to something less, I don't know, less whimsical.
Like kind of you're doing an inspirational talk here. It's like you got to work for yourself here. Like you don't have to be the same name you are.
Yeah, exactly. Don't put up with it, Meatloaf. If you want to be sad, I don't know, rename yourself something else. Yeah. Chicken livers. Yeah. It's got to be some kind of meat is food.
Is that more or less whimsical?
Chicken livers?
Yeah,
that's less whimsical.
That is like Post Malone's best friend, man. That is, or Post Malone Jelly? There are like Jelly Roll and like some of the others, like the musicians on there. Like that is a 2020s era ass musician name. I'm just saying right now.
Chicken livers.
Yeah,
why not?
Available
Meatloaf now. Chicken livers.
Yep, available now at your local Target / Kroger.
Threshold chicken livers.
Yes.
Don't be one of these people eating the Home Essentials chicken livers.
Oh, that's not
you don't know
not
where
good.
Those chicken livers came from, man.
Not a good as good. They come in a box. Can't see where that they are.
God, if only Target could expand their brands to like so many other things. Right.
Just can you Can you imagine with like Target if they just like just did like the thing where it's like let's do regional food products like chicken livers and liver mush or something like, which is a very specific thing in like Western North Carolina, but like imagine like it's like Target presents liver mush.
Just threshold liver mush?
Yeah, sure.
Or Home Essentials liver mush.
I mean, like it would do a lot of damage to like whatever brand they're that middle class branding that they do right now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess that is a really quick way to make people think your towels are no longer like the Target Plateau towels, right? Like beyond this is only madness. But yeah. Then you go, okay, but also we're selling liver mush under the Threshold brand?
Yeah. I mean, like, to me, it's a plus because I can go get my towels and then I can go get a little Scrapple or something. I don't know. But for other people, that might, yeah.
Well, John... That's been our episode. That's been an episode of Video Death Loop. Go to Target. Don't. If you ever feel like you need to go to a subreddit for something in your house, just don't. Just go to Target. Buy what they have. It's fine. I promise you. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you. Like this did help me become a better person by not going to a subreddit for a noun. So
good. I'm glad to be of service in some small way. Anyway, folks, if you have enjoyed this episode, please come back next week. You can tell your friends about us. That's always fun. There's hundreds of back episodes of Video Death Loop. You could listen to us for days. You could listen to us age in a weird rapid succession if you just started on episode one and kept on going. Nearly a decade at this point in just
almost there
mere like dozens of hours of your life. Make sure to rate us on wherever you're getting your podcasts these days. I don't know where you're getting them, but just rate us there. Email questions at videodeathloop.com. You can find us on Blue Sky. John, you got anything to say to these kind of people?
Yep. Keep your damn spoons. Like that's all I want to say. Like you don't have to go get those new spoons. I'm not going to get them. I'm not going to get
them. You absolutely don't. Yeah. Maybe. Don't. Just eat the soup, John. Just eat the soup.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.